Hello from the BBC. I'm Alexander Griffiths with a roundup of the latest developments in the war in Ukraine. Russia says its forces hit more than 300 targets across Ukraine on Sunday night and into Monday morning. Multiple missiles struck the western city of Lviv, which has been largely unscathed since the invasion. Local officials say at least 7 people were killed in the attacks. The BBC's Dan Johnson is there.
This is where one of the missiles hit this morning. The authorities tell us that it is a tyre fitting garage, a place that looks after people's cars. They say this is not a military target whatsoever, but they have said 3 other military facilities were hit in this morning's air raid. It was about 10 to 8 when we heard the air raid siren sound once again. There have been more air raids in the last few days, more alerts, but then it was about 30 or 40 minutes after the sirens that I heard the sound of something like jets overhead. It's not clear if the strikes were launched from fighter jets or if there were missiles launched from outside Ukraine. But I actually saw a couple of the missiles myself streaking across the sky and then hitting buildings on the city's roofline.
Lviv had not been hit by Russian strikes for 3 weeks. Anna Foster explains the city's significance.
It is very rare to see a strike of this kind in the West, but it's important to remember that that is where a lot of the resupply chains are, a lot of the ammunition and weapons that's being donated. Everything really comes from the West. A lot of it comes across the Polish border. So there is always Russian interest in that area if it's wanting to try and disrupt supply chains.
In other parts of the country, there was shelling in Kharkiv in the northeast and rocket strikes close to the port of Odessa in the south. After Russian advances in the east of Ukraine, the governor of Luhansk region says street fighting has begun between Ukrainian and Russian troops and has told people to leave. Mariupol, which has now been under attack and under siege for weeks, has not completely fallen to the Russians, though Ukrainian leaders are warning there is little left standing there. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again pleaded with the international community for help to ensure that cities such as Mariupol aren't wiped out.
We are grateful to those who really help with everything they can. But those who have the weapons and ammunition we need and delay their provision must know that the fate of this battle also depends on them, the fate of people who can be saved.
Meanwhile, people in Russia are being told only what the government wants them to know about the so-called special military operation in Ukraine. Our correspondent in Moscow is Jenny Hill.
They only talk specifically about locations in the south and east of the country, so there is nothing in there at all giving us any information about those explosions around Lviv and Kyiv, nothing at all from that side of the country. Beyond that, it is what we get every day here, a series of upbeat reports from the Ministry of Defence talking about the progress that Russian troops are making. We've heard from Vladimir Putin's spokesman who says, you know, as Mr. Putin says, this special military operation is going according to plan.
Reports are also emerging from Russia that contradict official assertions that the entire crew of the Black Sea flagship, the Moskva, was evacuated from the vessel before it sank on Thursday. The mother of one sailor says he told her that dozens of his colleagues died. Grant Ferret reports.
Since the Moskva went down on Thursday, Russia has released strikingly little information. There's been no official word of any casualties. But according to Novaya Gazeta Europe, an independent news site based outside Russia, the mother of one traumatised survivor said he wept as he told her by phone of the sinking. He said about 40 crew members had died, many others were hurt, and some were still missing. The wife of another sailor said on social media that her husband had died.
Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, many European countries are having to reassess their relationship with Russia, none more so than Germany, which traditionally has close trade and energy ties with Moscow. A few days after the invasion, the government announced a dramatic shift in Berlin's stance to Russia, more spending on defence and a move away from energy ties. But some critics say Germany isn't acting quickly enough. Our correspondent in Berlin is Damian McGuinness.
Leading politicians here in Berlin, including Germany's president, now say they were wrong to try to build bridges with Putin. But many, including in his own governing coalition, accuse Chancellor Scholz of not acting quickly enough. The government argues that it is delivering whatever weapons Ukraine wants and that Berlin will ban Russian energy, just not overnight, because it says this could spark a recession.
Those are the latest developments on day 54 of Russia's invasion. I'm Alexander Griffiths at the BBC.